Welcome.
Hi there.
Welcome to a very special mini episode of Beyond Reproach. I'm Tux Lurzel.
I'm Stephanie Domingo.
And we're Beyond Reproach.
Yes, we are.
When I was a kid at school learning the golden rule, teacher often used to say, if you don't tell a lie, there's not a reason why you can't be like Washington someday. How could Washington be a married man and never tell a lie?
So we're doing a mini episode because we realized that, you know, you're going to want to hear from us more than once a month if we
record. You're going to love us.
Yes. That's the assumption here, is that you love us and you want to hear from us so frequently that we just can't keep up.
Yes.
So this is sort of our way of making sure you're satiated.
They have an insatiable hunger for us.
Yes. Which is totally understandable.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. Duh.
But, you know, we both have full-time jobs. We have active lives. Stephanie is dating. I have dogs. We both have side projects. We both like to travel. So one episode a month, at least for now, until we become rich and famous.
Until we write that book, our screenplay.
Yes. Well, you have to write it, and then I just get to live off the profits. I think that's what I said in that episode, is that you do all the work.
And then we.
Yes. You do this, you do that, you quit your job, you write the book, and then I enjoy the benefits as well. One episode a month is really all that we can realistically make happen, because there's a lot of research and homework that goes into...
Yeah, a lot of preparation goes into these episodes.
Yeah. The mini episode is our way of trying to kind of get more things to have for you. And it's also, my thinking is that we would like to try and bring you into it. Bring you into the discussion and hear from you and hear what you have to say about what your thoughts are on what we're going to be talking about.
Yeah.
There won't be any scandals exactly in the minisodes, but we do have some sort of political topics that we would like to bring up. And
yeah, we'd like to chat with you a little bit about things that we think are things that are top of mind.
Yes.
Things that are important.
Yes.
But not necessarily scandalous.
So today's topic, or actually it will be today's topic, and then we're going to be asking you for feedback, so it'll also be the topic of next minisode. Is voting. The midterms are coming up. By the time you are able to write in, the midterms will have already happened, but we're kind of trying to put this out before the midterms so that we can kind of get you thinking about it. Odds are, if you are already listening to this, you're politically active in some way, and you're probably
going
to vote anyways, but please vote in the midterms.
Yeah, if you weren't planning on voting in the midterms, I'd like to say shame on you, but there is time to do better.
Yes.
You absolutely, it is crucial that you vote this time around.
Yeah. Voting is important.
What? For me personally, voting is crucial because I like to complain a lot. And I feel like you can't complain if you don't vote, especially locally.
Mm-hmm.
For me, because I know so many people have died trying to vote,
mm-hmm.
Been denied the vote. It's just, I don't know. I vote because it's important, because it's my duty, and because I like to complain. I want things to be better. So voting is a way to change institutions that are messed up. It's the only way to at least start to change.
I think a lot of people think that voting doesn't change anything and your vote doesn't make a difference. And I'll get into that a little bit more.
But they're thinking about the immediate.
Yes, exactly.
Things happen over time.
Yeah.
Like, the system wasn't broken in a day.
Totally.
It's taken hundreds of years for everything to start fraying at the edges. So, yeah, we are we're a nation that has a very short attention span, or little foresight, we just want it all now.
I think that has a lot to do with what got us into the political climate that we're in too, is that politicians also have the same short attention span and know that their constituents have a short attention span. Yeah. So politicians tend to only do things that benefit them in the immediate,
in that foreseeable election future cycle.
Yeah.
Especially.
Because they're just trying to do everything that pleases their constituents right then and there so that they can get reelected or they can get more money from their lobbyists.
It wasn't always that way.
Yes. No, totally.
Yeah, in the now, definitely.
But then
short-sighted.
Voting is also a way that you can try to change who will be your representative.
Yeah. No, that's why you have to vote locally.
Yes. A lot of people only vote in presidential elections.
Yes.
I was one of those people for a long time in my life. Voting is a lot of work for people sometimes.
It is, yeah. Can be.
Yeah. You have to research who you're voting for and what the issues are and what people's platforms are, so...
And it's not automatic in a lot of states.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Yeah.
It's... I think in Ohio, it's automatic when you get a new driver's license. Like, you can register to vote at the same time. It's just like... It's literally a box you check and you're registered.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I wish it was that easy everywhere.
They're trying to bring it to Florida, and Florida lawmakers don't... I mean, obviously, they don't want it. There's too many Browns down there.
In the words of Maggie Simpson, I'm not a state, I'm a monster.
it's true. Truer words have never been spoken. we apologize to our Florida listeners.
You know what you did.
Oh, God. I like that I apologize and you double down.
People say that voting doesn't matter, but I would say the smaller local elections, not even just midterms, but like super small like city council elections or primary elections, those are the elections where your vote actually really can make a difference because there's a smaller voter pool. It's... issues, especially the small, like, city council and that kind of thing.
Yeah, it's hyper-local.
Yeah.
It's your neighborhood.
So the issues are directly affecting you, and your vote really can make a difference.
Yeah, especially because so many people vote, that your vote goes a lot further in these
Don't
vote, yes.
Yeah, especially in small local elections, nobody votes. The turnout is abysmal
in really small
elections. So if you do the research...
Yeah.
And figure out what people's platforms are and what their issues are that they want to move forward, then you can directly have a say in what's going to happen.
Yeah, you and your 10 friends can sway an election.
Seriously. I mean, especially if you live in a smaller town, but even in New York, districts are small and people aren't voting. So it does make a difference.
I think I've only voted in one midterm election.
Really?
I vote in the primaries. I always vote in the primaries, but I'm kind of lazy when it comes to the midterms.
Yeah.
But
I mean,
we've been spoiled.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't important before, but this upcoming midterm is obviously, if anyone, you know, if you don't know why this midterm isn't important or is important, then it's too late.
Yeah.
I mean... there's so many things at stake with this midterm coming up. I also just wanted to touch a little bit on the reasons why people don't vote. Did you have anything else
to
add?
I could probably suggest, guess some of the reasons why people don't vote. Because they're busy. Because it's hard to do. You have to jump through a lot of hoops in states that don't have automatic voter registration. Because you have a job and you can't take time off of work.
That wasn't even one of the ones that I have. Yeah, that's totally
right. I mean, it hits poorer people who work hourly, so they can't be in line.
Yeah, luckily the polls are open usually at least 12 hours in a lot of places, I shouldn't say it's in a lot of places. I live in New York and they're open 9 to 9, but
New York is doing the right things.
Yeah.
There are other states that aren't so responsible.
In the poor brown neighborhoods, they're always like, oh, this polling location. I saw something on the news recently that they were closing polling locations because they weren't handicap accessible or something.
Yeah.
They're just like, oh, we're just going to close them and you have to drive 300 miles
away. Yeah, no, they've been doing this systematically throughout Florida. They find any reason. It's not compliant for whatever reason. Like, oh, I'm going to take out 5 of the 10 machines in this neighborhood that's really big and really brown. Yeah, but it's hard for a lot of people. Some people don't think their vote matters on the national scale.
I also saw, this was not actually one that I wrote down because it was kind of a small thing. I read that people don't want to register to vote because they're afraid that if they're registered that it increases the likelihood that they'll get chosen for jury duty.
What?
I'm like, I mean, okay. I mean, a lot of the reasons that
I've come up with... That is really stupid. Yeah. The odds... Like, you're going to get called whether you register or not. Like, one day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's stupid.
Yeah. So the first reason that I have written down here is that registration is work. And some people are intimidated by it. In a lot of countries, it, you know, being registered is automatic.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously not in the United States, but in lots of places it is automatic. As soon as you're 18, if you have, an ID or whatever, you're registered.
That would make so much sense.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we also, you know, voting is also compulsory in a lot of countries, like, you know, Australia.
Mm-hmm.
But that's obviously not the case here, so we're not even going to really get into that.
But does Australia get a day off from work?
I don't know if they have like a voting holiday or how that works. And I also don't know if all voting is compulsory or if it's just presidential.
Well, I think it's just the big one.
What is it? It's not president, it's PM, right?
Prime Minister. Yeah. I believe it's just the big one that it's compulsory. Because that's the only issue that I have if that was to be brought here. People, like ship workers, like they couldn't get off to do it.
Yeah.
And then they're fined. And it's like you're fining poor people.
I did read that, like, even though it is mandatory in Australia, it's sort of loose about how they fine people and if they fine people, that there's a lot of, you can kind of get out of it if you have an excuse. But you also then, to sort of work through it because they will fine you if you're just like, I didn't feel like it. And they're like, yeah, well, fuck you. But if you can prove you have a reason.
But also, I think there, it's over, like, 2 months you have to vote.
Oh.
Yeah. It's not just a day.
Yeah.
It's definitely not just a day.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to get to this, but I would love to, or we would love to hear from the listeners, you people out there. So if anybody is Australian and can tell us any more about how the system works from an insider's perspective, please let us know, because the system in America is really... unnecessarily complicated.
Yeah, I was going to say garbage-like.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, it is a dumpster fire. We'll just say that. But so, to register to vote in... Well, I guess this won't be the case in Ohio, but you have to usually go to an official site, like a government office building, fill out paperwork, check all these boxes, hand it in, and then you have to wait for them to mail you your thing, confirming you're registered.
Yes.
And then you have to always also, before you're going to go vote, make sure that you're still registered, because there's lots of places where people get kicked off the rolls. I was actually kicked off the voting roll. Yeah, when it was the primaries between Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton, I went to vote in the primaries and I had been removed from the Democratic roll, even though I had voted in the past. I think it's if you're inactive for 8 years, but I had most certainly
voted.
They
shouldn't be kicking people off.
Period. Even if it has been 8 years.
Yes.
But that's the rule in New York State, that if you're inactive for 8 years, you get removed. But I had voted most certainly, at least in the last 4 years, if not sooner. It made, I believe, national headlines that there was this great voter purge in New York State, and a lot of Bernie Sanders voters were upset that it was like a Hillary Clinton, but the DNC was conspiring against the Sanders voters.
Oh, so it was Democratic voters that were purged. Well, that's usually the case, but it's usually not the actual party doing the purging.
We're not going to get into all that.
Yes.
So I also have a friend at work who is not registered, and I have been hounding her for weeks to register, and she's like, well, I don't know anything about politics, I don't follow politics, so I'm not going to vote anyways. I'm like, just vote. I will tell you what you need to know. Not that I'm going to tell her who to vote for, but
how old is she?
Like 23 or 24, maybe. Okay. I think she's a child. Sorry, anyone that's 23, she's acting like a child because she's insisting that she can't vote. She couldn't possibly.
Doesn't she Yeah, that's not an excuse. Yeah. We all have the internet. Yeah. Come now.
Yeah. But so she, I've been hounding her. I sent her, like, links on Instagram. Like, Instagram has ads now. Like, you can register through Instagram by, it'll take you to your state's website. And usually, in a lot of states, you can do it online if you can prove who you are. And then I sent that to her, and she was like, oh, it's scary. There's, like, this language that's like, I hereby certify that the statements that I'm making are true, blah, 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 and it's scary. I'm like, are you lying? Are you not you? Like, what's the problem here? And she's insisting that she should have to wait until she goes to the DMV, because she has to go to the DMV anyway. I don't know. It's this whole big thing, and she's making it like, well, I didn't go to the DMV yet. I'm like, you don't have to wait till you go to the DMV. You can do it online. And I know she's not going to listen to this because she doesn't care about politics.
No, she doesn't.
So,
what does she care about?
Her babies. She has two kids.
Okay.
And like metal music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
and food. She loves to bake. Anyways, to a lot of people, the process can be intimidating. Not only the process of registering, but also the process of voting. If you have never voted before.
Yeah, no, it can be scary.
Yeah, and you, especially if you don't have someone in your life that has, that can sort of show you how it works, it's intimidating. After my sister and I moved away to college, my mom got foster children.
Mm-hmm.
She had done daycare, and my grandma had done foster care for a while, so she was like kind of empty nesty and felt lonely. So she was like, I'm going to get foster kids. And when she had these foster kids, she used to take them with her to the polls.
Mm-hmm.
And the people at the polls knew that she always did this and kind of were just like, okay, it's fine. It's Brenda. And she would take the kids into the voting booth behind the curtain and like show them, like, I'm filling out this bubble and I'm doing this.
That's so cool.
And then I'm going to take it over here and put it through the thing.
Yeah.
So that they could see. So when they were adults, they'll be like, okay, this is how we do this.
Yeah.
Then, you know, and then they know, because this is not a skill that you're taught in schools.
Yeah, not at all.
So having an adult walk you through it and be like, it's not scary. It's not intimidating. Yeah. It's no big deal.
The first time I voted in New York, I was scared because I was used to voting machines where everything is automated. And I'm just like, wait, I have a physical ballot.
Yeah.
I have to punch holes.
Well, that's the
and
other
I have
thing
to put
is like
something somewhere.
Especially for national elections, why is there not like any kind of uniformity?
Yes.
Between from state to state, it's ridiculous that every state has its own system.
Yeah.
Yeah, in New York, for those of you who are not New Yorkers, you're given a paper ballot and a black pen. I think it says black or blue right on the paperwork. And they put it in a folder so you can't see, nobody can see your vote. They give you a folder, there's instructions, and you have to fill out the bubbles. There's little bubbles, like a
Scantron.
Scantron, yes. I was just going to say, what were those called?
Yes.
Like a Scantron test, you fill out the bubbles, and then you take your folder, walk it over to a machine, and you feed it through the machine, and then the attendant says you're good, and you leave, and they give you your sticker, and you're on your way.
Yes. They should do that everywhere.
Yeah.
I think that's the most secure. I mean, it is extremely wasteful when it comes to paper,
because
the ballot is massive.
It's really long. It's huge.
Like, comically large.
The folder that they give you is like picture like a landscape piece of paper, like a...
As big.
Yeah. And then, or what?
It's like 11 by 17.
Yeah.
If not more.
Yeah.
It's
ridiculous. And then there's a folder to go along with it that's in
equal
size.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That's a lot of paper.
Yeah. And then all your names and all your information is on a piece of paper, too, that you have to sign when you pick up your ballot. It's very wasteful.
Yeah, actually, maybe I take that back.
Yeah. But then there's also, like, I don't know what Florida system is now, but there was the whole thing with the paper ballots with the hanging chads.
Yeah.
And those were actual, the information was never fed through a computer. Those were actually counted paper ballots. And then, well, I'm not going to get too far into that because maybe we'll revisit hanging chads someday.
Yeah, I think we need to.
Yeah. Anyways, the process can be intimidating for people. If you don't understand how it works and nobody can show you, then it's scary. So another reason that people don't vote, and we've already touched on this earlier, is that learning about the issues, the individual politicians, their platforms and everything can be time-consuming and sort of daunting if you don't know what your positions really are, especially. I'm somebody who has a very firm understanding of what I expect out of a government and what I expect, what I would like to see happen. So all I need to do is go online and sort of find out who the candidates are and then be like, okay, this one is the most similar to what I am looking for. There was a quiz before the 2016 elections. There was this like online quiz that somebody had put it on Facebook and I was like, that's ridiculous. Give me a break. I'm not going to even do this. And then I did it because it's Facebook and that's what people do on Facebook. But it actually ended up being a very long, detailed quiz that
it
was
told
like...
told you your like political leanings.
It was like, if you're going to vote in the presidential election, who you should choose as your candidate. This was before the primary. So it didn't matter if you were a Republican or a Democrat. It like that wasn't even really an issue. It was just like, if you're going to vote in the primaries, should you vote for Ted Cruz or Trump or whatever?
Yeah.
Or Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders or what's his name? That was also the guy that smiled while he was talking and it was really creepy. I can't remember what his name was. So I took this quiz and it was lengthy. It was detailed. The questions were like, you really had to think about like, what do I think about this issue? Like really, like, should this be allowed? Should offshore drilling be like, there were very, very specific questions about very specific issues. And at the end it was like, you align 32% with Trump, 78% with this person, 89% with this person.
Cool.
So then, but like, I thought it was an amazing way to choose for you to be like, this is what I believe. And then it beep, boop, bop, boop. And then this is who you should vote for if these are the things that you stand behind.
Yeah.
That is something that you should be able to like put your information in and it saves it. And then every time there's an election, it's like, here's your candidate. Here's your candidate.
Yeah.
Here's your candidate. And this is who you should vote
for.
Yeah,
that would be nice. Or maybe you take it like every 10 years.
Yeah, yes. Like because issues change too.
Yeah.
People's positions change, but also the issues change.
Yeah.
There's things that are up for debate now that would have been inconceivable 50 years ago. So this past primary, there were people who were on the ballot for like super specific like district jobs who didn't even have websites. Like it was hard for me to find information on these candidates. So I'm like, why would I vote for somebody's, and then
for like some unnamed person who hasn't even put in the time to put up a website?
It was really strange. Yeah.
Hmm.
But so the smaller the election and the more local it is, the harder it is to find that information.
Yeah.
But like we said before, those small local elections are the ones that actually can have the greatest effect on your personal life.
Yeah, that's true.
Another reason people don't vote is that they don't, you know, they don't know enough about politics or they don't know enough about their own positions, like I was saying before. For them to even try and go online and figure it out, they have no idea what they would expect out of a politician, or they don't care. You know what I mean? They don't...
Yeah.
Which is hard for me to wrap my head around.
I don't understand that, but I hear that all the time. Like, I overhear it, and I just, like, my neck snaps, and I'm just like, but what do you mean you don't...
Yeah.
Politics doesn't matter, and that you don't care, and they're all the same. How are you so jaded at 20?
Yeah,
like, what happened to you?
Yeah. I think a lot of it also has to do with people who don't have family or friends that also care about politics or vote. If you don't have any people around you that care or talk about politics, then you're not going to care yourself. It's not something that you have to think about because nobody else is thinking about it either.
Yeah. Oh, the luxury.
When I first met my husband, Russell, he didn't vote.
Yeah.
He had never voted and said that he never wanted to vote because it didn't matter.
Yeah.
But if, you know, I talk about politics constantly and it's a major part of who I am. And eventually he sort of started to care.
Yeah.
Little by little,
osmosis.
He cared more and more. And then finally he was like, okay, I'm going to vote. Like
At
first he was like, oh yeah, these people, like I do care about this person, but I'm still not voting. And then he was like, no, this is stupid. I'm going to vote. And now he's like there with me at the primaries, at the midterms, he's like, okay, where are we going? He was so proud when he registered and got his like registration card in the mail.
Yeah.
We had it on the fridge.
Aww.
Yeah. So even if you think it's scary and intimidating to register, if you do it and then you get that little card in the mail, it's a proud moment.
Yeah.
And just align yourself with people who know. If you don't know and you aren't sure, align yourself with people who are, and eventually you'll start to take a position on the issues.
Yeah. And if you don't know, if you're feeling that way, like, oh, it doesn't matter, I don't know anything about politics, you can write us, and we can help you.
Yeah, we'll
can
walk
help you figure it out.
You know, obviously, we're not going to try and tell you who to vote for. We're not going to...
Yeah, we're not the boss of you.
Yeah. Obviously, yet. We have our own... Don't tell them.
Oh, shit. We edit that out.
We can just inform you on what people's positions are if you just don't know. So.
Yeah. And I'd be curious to just, like, look at various regions, like, the people who are running, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
Like, oh, what's she about? What's Sheila about over here?
Especially some of the people, like, congressmen and senators and that kind of stuff. I get really excited about candidates that I'm never going to be able to vote for. There's somebody in Texas that I'm really excited about. There's somebody in Georgia that I'm excited about.
I know. I have so many crushes.
Just because it's not a New York thing doesn't mean that we're not aware of who these people are.
Or we can be aware. You can make us aware of these people.
We've already touched on this a little bit, but like burnout and apathy, people think that their votes don't matter.
Yeah, I think that really is the biggest driver of, especially people our age.
Yes.
I hear that over and over again.
Yeah.
People are just like, it's a waste of time.
Yeah.
It's stupid. Like, everyone's the same.
Yeah, they're all liars.
They're all corrupt.
Know. Yeah. That also has a little bit to do with my next point, which is people are angry at the government. They say that both parties are full of crooks and liars.
But if you're angry, shouldn't you take your anger out with your vote?
Constructively, yeah. And I also read some people were saying that, like, it's more effective to sort of take to the streets and march on Washington. Than to vote. But, like, both of those things are effective.
Yeah, you can do both.
They don't have to be exclusive.
Yeah, no, not at all. Yeah, let's do both.
Yeah, exactly. We do. You can do it too.
It's like you don't have the time to vote.
But you have the time to like get on a bus and write out a sign. And
Okay.
You know, if all those people that said their votes don't matter, if all of them got off their butts and voted, that would be huge.
Yeah. Like, so many people did not vote for that reason in the last election.
Yeah.
And look what happened.
Yeah, and if even a quarter of those people got off their butts and went to the polls.
However, I guess I shouldn't get into this. I'm just... because of the Electoral College.
Well, that goes with people being angry at the government and why people say that their votes don't matter. I mentioned before that I saw an Instagram post. It's a sponsored post, and it keeps popping up. I keep seeing it at least once a day. That's like, here's, you know, are you registered? If you're not, you can check your status here. You can vote here. Just click through.
Oh, good.
And I was reading the comments.
Oh no!
Just because I hate myself.
I was just about to say, wow, you read my mind.
Yeah. And a lot of the comments were like, my vote doesn't matter. Why should I? Blah blah blah. But then one in particular was like a young woman who was saying that she had voted in the last election and look what happened. So because of that, I will never vote again. Ever in my life, because like, give me a break. Talk about a sore loser.
Well,
I was furious.
Yeah,
it was fucked up. One candidate got the popular vote, and another candidate went through.
I was gonna bring that up. I think I read somewhere that 4 out of the last 10 elections the person who won didn't get the popular vote, and that's gonna start happening more and more. And like. Because of gerrymandering, because of the way that districts are drawn.
Yeah.
So we may get to a point where 9 times out of 10, the person who comes in second is president.
Yeah. Well.
Could you imagine?
I mean, it's, yes.
We're getting close to that. Yeah. But we'll talk about that.
Yeah, we've had two elections that I, like, two presidential elections in my lifetime that were disastrous for that reason. Also, if you vote in smaller local elections, those are the people who are drawing those district maps. Those are the people who are in charge of gerrymandering.
Yeah, that's true.
So if gerrymandering is something you care deeply about, vote.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking vote. Yeah. Vote for people who also care about gerrymandering.
I have so many feelings and thoughts on this.
This is supposed to be a mini
episode. Like,
we're 2 hours in already.
Yeah.
That's sort of the end of what we are going to say about voting. we should not get into a deep dive on gerrymandering or voter suppression.
That needs to be its own episode or episodes, really.
Yeah.
It's big. Yeah. It's really, really big. And a lot of people don't know about it, so I'd like to be able to do like a deep dive
on
that.
Please, 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 please vote. Vote. Encourage everyone you know to vote. Yeah. Encourage all your friends, your neighbors,
your
coworkers.
You should illegally take pictures of you voting and then send them to us.
Yes. Yeah. And tag us on Instagram.
Yes. Tag us on Instagram.
At Beyond Reproach Pod. Especially your coworkers, like the one I was talking about earlier, who are like, nah, I don't care. Yeah. Who cares? It doesn't make a difference anyway.
Yeah, so. I have coworkers who are like that too. It's hard for me to interact with them in a kind way.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, okay.
I'm getting to this point where like, no, this really is fucking important. Just fucking do it.
Yeah. And I think a few of them are probably voted for Trump.
So. I mean, honestly, as long as people are voting, it's really none of our business who they're voting for.
Everyone needs to vote and vote for whoever you want. Like, exercise your constitutional power to do so.
Yeah. Here comes sort of the fun part, and the point of this mini-sode is we want to hear from you. We really want to hear your thoughts on voting, your thoughts on registration, and you've heard us talk about the system in Ohio, the system in New York, the system in Florida, but like maybe your state has a different system that you think is, maybe it's ridiculous, maybe it's wasteful, maybe it's stupid, or maybe it's great. Yeah. Maybe, if you have like the best system ever, either way, we want to hear about it. We want to know, are you registered to vote? If you're not, why not?
Yeah.
Do you vote? If you don't, why not? If you do, why do you?
Mm-hmm.
What do you care about personally when it comes to voting that makes you do it every time? Or are you the kind of the person who votes only in presidential elections and not in the small, you know, the primaries, the locals, the midterms? We want to hear all of it.
Yeah, all of your voter experience. We want to know about it.
Tell us your first memories of voting. Did you have a parent or a foster parent who took you to teach you how? Do you have a friend that took you or a loved one who took you? Did your school have like mock elections in school? That was something when I was in grade school, we had mock elections.
We had a mock election too.
It wasn't the kind of thing where you like actually learned how to vote.
Yeah.
But you learned how voting worked sort of in the grand scheme of things.
Yeah.
So if you have memories of that kind of thing, please tell us. Are you a teacher? Do you tell your students how, you know, especially like a social studies teacher or a American history teacher in the final year of high school, this is something, if you're a history teacher, tell your kids to register.
Yeah.
Because they're almost at voting age.
I would hope that they are already doing that.
I don't remember ever being told to register to vote or told to vote.
Oh, you're right. I wasn't either.
Yeah. I mean, maybe things have changed and maybe certain teachers do things differently, but I mean, how...
But I remember it being talked about as important.
Yes.
And as, like, something that is your duty to do as a citizen.
Yeah.
When you come of age.
On an individual basis, if you're a teacher, how cool would it be for you, even if it's just your class of students, that you're educating, we live in New York State, this is how it works. This is how you register, this is how you vote, this is the system, there's a paper ballot, there's this, there's the folder and the pen and blah, blah, blah. Tell the kids so that it's not intimidating, so it's not a scary big to-do. Because really, in the end, it's not.
It's not. It's just, I mean, it can be a little weird, the process. But
the first time is scary, maybe.
But then, everyone at the poll, like, I remember this distinctly the first time I went to vote. Everyone was so nice.
Yes.
Like, I was confused, and, like, everyone is, at least in Ohio, they wear these, like, smocks.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like a volunteer. It looks like they're helping people cross the road.
That's funny.
It's amazing. So they're easily, like, identifiable, and you can ask them anything. And they're mostly, at least at the time that I voted, elderly, and, like, everyone is your grandmother, and it's just... They will set you straight.
Yeah. In my polling location, it's all... They don't wear smocks, but they all have, like, buttons or something. But they're all sitting. So you can tell. If they're in a chair, they work there. You know. Tell us that. Tell us, like, what it's like at the polling location in your hometown or where you vote. Like, anything related to voting.
Yeah, if you're, like, a poll worker or one of those volunteers that I always wanted to be.
We would love to hear from you.
Yeah. Probably not cool, but I still want to do it because I'm a nerd.
Yeah.
I'm nosy.
Yeah, you get to see who's coming in and out.
Yeah.
The local elections, there's never a line, which is also another good reason to vote in smaller elections because it's easier. usually for presidential elections, there's so many people that care. There's a lot of people there, and there's always a line. Mm-hmm. Hopefully, your polling place won't have a crazy line. We try and go early enough that it's not bad. But that's another reason people don't vote, is that there's lines.
Yeah.
Tell us everything. Tell us anything that has to do with, like, any of it. Just talk to us. Send us an email, beyondreproachpod@gmail.com.
We want to read your feedback. Send us some mail.
Yes.
We're lonely.
Yes, we are. Like I said at the beginning of the episode, by the time we get these and read them, the midterms will have come and gone.
Yeah.
And we will know the outcome. Hopefully, hopefully there's somebody out there that we've gotten through to, and you're going to go and vote in the midterms, and then we'll know how they turned out.
Yeah.
There will be another one of these mini episodes in a month. We will read all of the emails we get. Please email us beyondreproachpod@gmail.com. Or, you know, you can slip into our DMs, as the kids like to do these days.
I love saying that. It makes me feel so cool.
If you can send us...
You can just say hi in our DMs.
Yes. I mean, if you can fit in a voting story in 140 characters or less, send us a tweet.
We be tweeting.
You be tweeting.
I be tweeting.
Do not be tweeting.
Infrequently. But I'm trying. I'll be, to learn.
I'll be drinking. And Instagramming.
Maybe I should drink and tweet. Strokes imaginary beard. Okay.
All right, guys. Please email us. We want to hear from you. Tell us all you have to tell. Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
We are the Babyist Podcast, and we need to grow.
Yes, we do.
We want to share our message with more people, so rate, review, and subscribe, but also share.
Sharing is caring.
It is. It truly is. And so is voting.
Yes, both of those things. Bye, guys.
Bye. Thank you.